Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
KJR, a station with lots of glory days. Bob Rivers along with Spike O'Neill and Downtown Joe. Jody in the newsroom. Eric Corman on the phones. Pedro and Luciana behind the scenes, producing, booking guests, cutting up the audio, working on some jokes. And we had some celebration of glory days yesterday. We had Pat O'Day in. We talked to radio personalities from the market. Somebody said, why do you talk to all the radio guys? And I said, well, because they all inspire me. Everybody on the radio, especially including the people in this room, are the inspiration. And actually, I just had a weird realization yesterday. You know how people say, well, I'm going to miss the show? I'm going to miss the show.
I was thinking that yesterday, too.
I was like, Jody makes me laugh every day. Spike makes me laugh four times a day. Joe makes me wonder if he's in trying to make me laugh every 15 minutes at least. And Eric has always got a little known thought. Pedro writes these incredible jokes, surprises me with the audio. Like if I were to say, I like to play one of my most amazing things that I'm very proud of, a very great musical performance. He'd go, wah, 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 wah. And I was just thinking of all those little things that happen and realizing that I'm going to miss them.
A couple times we went on hiatus before, the first week or so was, sleep and everything. But then about a week in, you kind of get a little stir crazy and you start going, I kind of miss the interaction. I kind of miss having an observation and being able to tell it to somebody.
So I think we all ought to get a party line.
Charge each other $2 a minute.
Something like that.
You know, we can kind of lay around on a bed in pajamas and talk to strangers who call us, that kind of party line.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
You know, you've got that pajama angle always. That might up the per minute, or it may knock it down. But I was just thinking about it, and I was realizing that I just am very, very grateful. I've had a wonderful time listening to you guys talk about what you think of the world. So I need you guys to stay on the radio because you guys are my show.
We've actually already changed our minds. I'm opening up a doggy daycare. Joe's going to breed pugs in Bellevue. And Spike's going to be a professional swimmer with the Masters.
Not going to do that. Got my ass kicked by Grandpa Dave last weekend.
Oh.
88-year-old man schooled me in a pool.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So then they have their career set. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Well, I got to spend a little time behind bars. I've been putting that off.
What do you mean?
I'm gonna 10 bars somewhere, I think.
Oh,
seriously.
Whew.
I know.
I thought he was like, listen, I can go in after August 8th.
You know, we've got this.
You're going to 10 bar.
Well, we got this notoriety that we've established over the time that we've been lucky enough to spend with you. But we should do some kind of charity work. Jody and I have been talking for a long time about doing some guest bartending for charity for purposes. We could bring a lot of people into a place and put a couple buckets full of money on a bar and raise money for a good cause. So
that's very nice.
I'd enjoy that. Be a good chance to mingle and bond with people who appreciate what we've been able to do. And I think that'd be fun. I got an offer to sell Harleys this weekend. Yeah, there's apparently a ring in Sturgis where they steal motorcycles and then quickly sell them.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you know, it's
so funny. Every time I think he's about to do a real job, it's a scam.
Uh-huh. No, actually,
I'm sorry, fence.
No, the guys at Emerald City asked me to come up this Saturday and try to sell some motorcycles. See if I can dust off. See if I have any skills left from 25 years ago.
Well, you can sell vehicles, and actually these days you'll enjoy it more because you get to be honest. Because everybody already knows what the vehicles cost.
It's an educated buying populace out there, man.
Yeah.
Big time.
So it's all about actually knowing about the performance of the vehicles and being a trusted advisor to somebody.
So that may happen. We'll see.
Sure.
Yeah,
but I know you're going to be on the radio. Here's the thing. I know you're all going to be on the radio. I just don't know where yet, just like everybody else.
Yeah.
The general consensus when we discuss these things before you get here in the 5:30 to 6 o'clock hour is people really like it, and they really want us to be on the radio.
Right.
And, you know, I think that's great. Now, whether it'll happen or not, I don't know. Jody already is planning on going to a concert Sunday night because she knows she's not going to be here Monday morning.
Broken Bells Sunday night at the Moor.
What is Broken Bells?
Broken Bells is the side project from the lead singer of The Shins. Who I love. His name is James Mercer, and he's a genius. And Broken Bells is, I think they have two discs, but the first one was the only one I listened to over and over and
Isn't
over
that good?
And over. Yeah, but every time they came through town, it was like a Wednesday
right.
or
Play
Thursday.
A little, I want to hear this, a little Broken Bells. I could go Sunday night, too.
You should go.
It's Broken Bells. Oh, that's real hooky stuff.
Uh-huh.
Imagine by about the fifth time, those little earworms are drilling a hole in your brain.
Oh, yeah. You should come. Let's all go.
All right. I'm in.
It's at the Moor. Let's go.
Joe's got plans, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm going to actually be out of town, unless somehow I get it some kind of crazy reprieve, but... got a sick family member I need to go check in on.
That's nice. Oh.
If you don't want to go to the show,
really,
just say so.
I would
again
like to go.
Again with the sick grandma story.
Always.
Again.
He's always got a sick relative.
Always.
He's got a pocket full of sick relatives.
Well, I am lucky to still have a grandma, and so I'm really thrilled about that.
Oh, yeah. If you get to see her, go see her.
We'd like to keep her around.
What are they called?
Broken Bells.
The Broken Bells.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So do they all have personal trauma and stuff in their lives? Is that what it's all about?
I don't know, but when they're on stage, I'll just yell up that question.
Right.
Are you guys all okay?
Yeah.
Personal trauma.
Well, it sounds like, in other words, that we're women that have been through a lot. You know what I mean? The Broken
right.
Bells.
Well, it sounds like a spinoff from Hot in Cleveland on the
right.
TV Land Network or something.
Broken crap. Bells yeah. featuring Betty White.
Right. Mm-hmm. Betty White, B. Arthur's ghost, is
right.
a bunch of old ex-strippers with baggage.
No girls in the band.
That's not girls?
That's a boy.
That's a boy?
It's a dude from the Shins, James Mercer. I think he fired all the Shins or something, or at least...
Wait a minute. That's not a girl band? I was sure it was a girl band.
No, there's boys.
Oh, I'm so glad he's not here.
I think it's like James Mercer and a producer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a guy?
Really? That sounded like a girl to you? That's nuts.
Yeah. But that's okay.
Yeah. I guess he sounds pretty high. No.
I thought it was an all-girl band. No. Broken Bells is all the girls he's left behind.
Right. Mm.
That would be it.
Right.
So what did he do? Fired the rest of the Shins?
Well, I know the Shins had huge personnel changes. This is the first I've heard about Broken Bells. So I don't know if this is just a side project or if this is what he's moved on to. But I will say, as much of a James Mercer fan as I am, better in the studio than live. You might be a little disappointed if you went and heard him live.
Because?
It just doesn't sound, it doesn't have that lush production. That.
Where did you hear him?
Live at the Moore Theater the last time I heard him.
Nah, maybe they just had bad sound there.
Yeah, it might have been.
I'll tell you, live performances with bands, you're at the mercy often of the back line and the array they put in there.
And that's true. And I was in the balcony, and I was expecting so much because when I went at that time, I think the Shins were my favorite of the modern era 21st century bands.
The Shins are amazing.
Yeah, and I was really expecting a lot. And so.
What part of your body is the shin?
It's here, right by your
Liar.
Elbow.
No.
That's the shin?
No.
Go.
He knows where the damn shin is.
I don't know, because I went into a knee doctor yesterday.
Here's your shin. Here.
From your ankle to your knee.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, that's part of where my pain is.
Yeah.
Second most painful place to be kicked is in the
shin. Is the shin.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the first?
Cleveland.
There's Cleveland.
Actually, there's Cleveland and the funny bone on
that. That's what I call Cleveland.
Yeah, that's right.
Cleveland right down there.
It's hot in Cleveland.
It's hot, it smells, it's humid, yeah.
How'd your knee go? Did you get good word?
I got mixed news, which is not... by the way, have my hands swelling is going down.
I noticed that.
So I'm happy about that. It's not totally normal yet, but it should be by band practice tomorrow. I got mixed news. It's, you know, maybe you guys can relate to this out there. And maybe I'm just jaded because, you know, I get to hear all the complaints about our politics and our system and medical care and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem with medical care, I always feel like, and this is not a knock against any of the fine medical people I see. In fact, I'm really actually a big fan of most of my, and by the way, I have a team of care people because every time something goes wrong, they send you to a specialist. So I think they're all great. But what bugs me is the insurance system. And I'm not even sure I have a better way of thinking of it, but it does. Doesn't it always feel when you go in that you're part of an assembly line and that they need to see as many people as they can as fast as they can and that they need to, whatever it is that's going to fix you up, we need to try the cheapest thing first. Does that make sense?
Well, I know with these specialists, they do need to see as many as fast as they can because there's one little part of the body that they're specializing in breaking down. And there's usually a long line, especially if it's a knee, because there's a lot of people that are hitting the age of knees breaking down. So I imagine it took you a long time to get in to see this guy.
Well, I've been about 2.5 months knocking around appointments.
Right. And I imagine the window of your appointment was about 15 minutes that you got to spend
that
quality
time. Actually sit and talk. Yeah. And this reminds me of Canada. I used to hear like, oh, it took a couple months to get your surgery or whatever. And by the way, I never really had any serious medical problems. So I always thought doctors are fine. You go in, you have your physical, they tell you you're fine. I've never really needed much medical help. But when you don't have something that's really obvious, like if you break a bone, bingo, you go in, they set your bone, you know.
Yeah, they look at the x-ray, they go, you see that? It's shattered.
You didn't have to wait 2 months. Right. But if you say, I got a pain, and I'm not sure what it is, it's sort of like each wing of each, like, each kind of professional you see looks at it and says, I don't know for sure what it is. You should go see this person. Mm-hmm. And then that person goes, I'm not sure exactly, but I think you should do this test. And then if that test doesn't work, then the insurance company will let me do this test. And after that test, then you should go see this person. So it started with a physical therapist. Then it went to a surgeon. And basically the physical therapist saw evidence that, you know, it looks like you've got an injury in there. You should maybe check on, before you do physical therapy, you should get it checked out because maybe you need surgery. And then the MRI came back and there was torn meniscus. And for you guys, it could be whatever it could be. I'm sure other people relate to this story. So then I go see the surgeon yesterday and he's looking at the MRI and he's saying, well, I see a slight, small tears of the meniscus here, but you know, lots of people tear their meniscus, mm-hmm. and your symptoms, stress that you have at various parts of your leg and a bunch of pains that you have, aren't really focused on that spot. He said, I think what you need is physical therapy.
You say that's where I just came from?
I said, I just came to the physical therapy guy who said, I think you need surgery. And then I go to the surgery guy, no, I think it's the physical. So it's almost like it's a football. It's a medical football, a hot potato. And since neither one of them think it's obviously their thing, the other guy should look at it.
And nobody wants to misdiagnose because there's a lot of liability in that.
I didn't even think of that. But what I also thought of is he's, and by the way, I love all these people because I believe what they're saying. This guy said, if I give you surgery and a month later you're not better, you're not going to be happy with me. He's right.
You need to go see, you know who. Eric's guy. Yeah.
Is that the name on the hospital building?
Eric's guy.
Like Eat at Joe's.
Remember because we had him on the show, and Eric goes, by the way, that's my guy. That's my doctor.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I need a different guy. I think they're all going to tell me the same thing. It's the MRI is the MRI.
Well, this guy's the team doctor for the Mariners, the guy that Eric goes to. And you think somebody would know about how to deal with a knee or any kind of problem.
Yeah.
Be the guy that they're trusting.
The guy for the team that's fading fast.
Hey, they're trusting.
they all have terrible knees, Joe. What are you trying to do to them?
Seriously. They're trusting $100 million
By the way,
athletes.
I love the Mariners, and I'm going to try and do my best to be a good Mariner fan this week.
Yeah, aren't you going to throw out the pitch on, have we got any confirmation on that?
We have confirmation. The Mariners, in a wonderful thank you, Mariners, because over the years, God, the Mariners have meant so much to me. Not nearly as much as they've meant to Joe and Spike. But just some incredible, especially radio memories around baseball. They've invited me to throw out the first pitch Monday night, the 11th. Mm-hmm. And I said that I would only do it if I could have Spike and Joe at my side. And they said yes.
Wow.
Wow, really?
Yeah, you're going out on the mound with me. Now, I still only have one ball, just like you.
But don't worry. But you get used to it over time.
Because I didn't get an answer to can we have three balls and just throw them simultaneously, mm-hmm. because that would be the Bob, Spike, and Joe experience.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they haven't said no to that yet.
Okay.
So I'm still working it.
That's awesome, buddy.
But the three of us will go out to the mound Monday.
You crying over there?
Well, I'm just thinking that Grandma's going to have to hang in there a little longer. I might.
You wouldn't go to see some dumb band with Jody, but you would. Well, it would blow off Grandma for this.
Well, I was going to take my wife.
Grandma, something's come up. My knee. Tore my minutia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having some cartilage.
I think we could award you the ass hat.
Kelly would say she really wants to go to Boise, and I said, sweetie, I think I'm free. You know, I think of my obligation. Obligations for work are done Saturday night. We're going to have a big listener appreciation party, and then we can leave Sunday for Boise.
I see where your loyalty is.
See how this happens?
This is why I said he's a bigger Mariner fan than I.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the best.
To be out the chance, and Grandma Lillian would almost shoot me if I passed up on that opportunity because nobody is a bigger Mariner fan than she is.
Then we'll send it. We'll have her watch.
Yeah, she can watch.
That they don't televise the first pitch.
No.
But we'll get a video of it and email it to her.
Shoot a little video of that.
We'll televise it.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Great news.
What's news?
So the Party on Sunday is back on board. We have Joe now.
Oh, yeah. Joe was not available Sunday for me.
Well, we were going to leave for Boise Sunday morning.
Right. Goes,
no, so now you can do everything that everyone asked you to do. You can help me move, and you can drive Spike to the airport.
Right. Joe blew us all off.
Isn't that amazing?
Until he had a chance to stand on the mound.
Blew us off. Somebody says, you want to get together Sunday, and I'm already out of town.
I asked you to help me build a deck, and you said that you were going to visit your sick grandma. And
clearly,
Spike asked
by the
you
way,
to
clearly
help
you were not already out
unit.
Of town, because now you're not leaving.
Well, now I don't know. Now I'm in a quandary. But obviously my...
He's backpedaling to quandary.
I'm going
to
be in quandary this weekend. I got a nonstop flight to quandary booked.
That's Eastern Washington.
Non-refundable.
Well, I
hardly anybody lives in
quandary. Fighting the wildfires in quandary.
I got to figure this out, but I think my wife, I mean, obviously if
she wants to see you on the mound.
If we've already said we're going
to... Whose wife doesn't want to see their guy on the mound?
Yeah, if we've already said we're going to do this, then, you know, I probably should figure out a way to do it, but I'm also need to...
Yeah. You can stop with the tap dancing. I get it. Yes, that's very exciting. And again, I'm just full of gratitude, and especially for you guys. It's actually starting to sink into me that I will miss my entertainment. And, you know, I've got, it's been 25 years with you three, with us three. 4 years with Jody, although she filled in for a while the previous year. So we've worked together for pretty close to 5 years. And I've just been so entertained. I forgot that this was my favorite show. And that I was the least interesting person on my favorite show, by the way, because I'm always tough on myself. And what I did was, you know, surround myself with really funny, entertaining people. And then complain about them.
And then come here.
Uh-oh.
I know.
This is a terrible idea.
Well, I feel like I owe you all an apology. Because, you know, the other day when Maura came in, and Jody and I were like, yeah, we get along just fine. And I realized, I made all... this is funny. My parents used to say this. We made all our mistakes on the firstborn. And then they got better when they had older kids. And I made a bunch of mistakes on the first two female newscasters.
That's why the third marriage is always the one that takes.
Is that what it is? Because I know people have been married three times, and they look fantastically
very
happy.
That's right.
Yeah. And so, because with Maura, you know, we fought about politics and stuff. And with Casey, it was like, stop telling me what to do. You're not my dad. And I was like, I had no answer for that.
Was it like that? That's so funny.
Every day.
Believe me, I don't mess this stuff up because
it's
the truth is funny.
Yeah.
And now when I see Maura or Casey, it's like we're old family good friends. Like we got over all of it.
You are. That's what you are.
And it's wonderful, but I wish it could have been that way in the air. And then they look at you and they go, well, Jody and you get along. And I go, well, that's because, you know, I stopped being a dick.
Yeah,
in that way,
because I've been beaten down.
Women.
I have no will.
Very
to fight.
Specific matter.
Oh,
of
specific
redemption.
Dickiness. I'm talking about
tiny, tiny little bit of redemption.
Right? Goodbye, Jim. I really can't believe you're gone.
Well, Jody,
who is that, by the way?
That was Neil Young.
Goodbye, Dick.
Oh, goodbye, Dick. Yeah. I thought that was that girl who sang the ukulele song for us. It was a very similar song, wasn't
very
it?
Very similar.
Oh my God! Did she plagiarize?
No.
Could you play that? Do you have the ukulele?
Goodbye, Dick. Goodbye, Jim.
Can we get her back
really
and do a Bob Spike and Joe version? Okay. No. Now, do you have the, what was the gal with the ukulele? She
Olivia De La Cruz, right?
Yes. Yeah. Could you play Olivia De La Cruz again? I'm feeling like it's another... He's so fine, my sweet lord situation.
Right. No.
That isn't.
This morning I'm sitting in my car. Now I'm settling in, but I'm not going too far. To 95.7 on my radio. Tune in to the Bob Rivers Show. Well, now it's time to go. Been here for 25 years, and we appreciate you and everything we hear. I hope you enjoy your morning. one in town. Vacation somewhere where the sun will shine. Now it's time to go. Farewell, my friend. Bob River Show.
Farewell,
my friend. Bob River Show. Farewell.
Very nice. Thank you, Olivia. It's 6:33. Niels Lofgren is a longtime E Street band member. One of our favorite guests over the years on the show. He's played live in the studio with us. In addition to that, which of course was the highlight of his career, his work with Bruce Springsteen, I think, is also deserving of honorable mention. Niels collaborated also with Neil Young on some of his best stuff and has released many stellar solo records. If you were to only buy one Niels Lofgren record, the one to get is the recently inducted Hall of Famer's latest. It's called Face the Music. It's a 10-disc box set of CDs and a DVD that takes you on a musical journey through Neil's career that spanned more than four decades. Niels Lofgren, welcome back to the Bob River Show. Hey, Niels, how you doing?
Hi, Bob. It's good to talk to you again. Congratulations on your 25 years in radio.
Thank you very much. Not saying
take a break soon and
love
get back.
You didn't use the retire word. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, we're too young to retire, but, you know, another chapter's okay.
Yeah, you and I, together, too young to retire.
Well, I'm, you know, obviously thrilled after 45 years of calling the old companies trying to get my extinct music released, and the answer is always no. To go back and handpick the best of 45 years and have it coming out today is just thrilling for me.
That is awesome. Now, tell me what, I tell you, I'm going to listen to it all, of course. 10 discs of CDs.
Well, then you better get out. You better stop working.
Well, I have to have time. But also the DVD. I'm really curious about that. What's on the DVD?
Well, you know, there are obscure live performances that are, I think, are really powerful. There was this kind of really neat AARP, of all things, piece called My Generation, talking about how, you know, old people like me at 63 get on and through the day, and it was a very insightful musical piece they let us use. It was like 7 minutes. And then there's some really raw power trio stuff from Kentucky where I do some interviews and talk about songs, just unusual things that through the years I've done that nobody's seen.
Hmm, neat. We have a, you came into our studio once, and this is one of those things that blows me away. It's one of the gifts we get to have by doing this job. And you you just came in and sat down with your guitar in front of a microphone, and in a really simple setup, just a splash of reverb, you and the guitar, you played, and everybody, it was magic.
Oh, well, thanks, man. I grew up to be someone who much prefers the live environment, no matter how primitive. I struggle with patience in the recording studio, because, you know, even if it's a great song, I don't want to play it 4 hours, and you have to get into that headspace, which I do, and I've gotten fairly good at it, but the live thing is fortunately what I grew up to thrive in and love most of all, and it's kind of like, you know, I was a basketball player for years, and it reminds me of that, or football I played when I was younger, where it's all, you know, the game keeps you in the moment. You never stop and redo something like in practice, and that's what I love about a live performance, even if it's, you know, on a microphone with for the guitar and voice, and whether the audience is just the DJ or not, if it's live going out to an audience, that's my favorite venue to perform in.
That's really cool because it was magical. You use the term headspace, like you're like, do you feel like you're almost possessed in a way, and you're not, and you have to, are you so relaxed because you're not, you know, is it an opposite of stress?
You know, it's a strange thing. Like, for instance, with the E Street Band, I'll go over 2 hours ahead of the band and Bruce just to be alone and have my own list of things to chip away at, whether it's, you know, foot pedal and working on delays or choruses or overdrives with my guitar tech. Work, you know, evaluating the gauge of strings, the type of pickup, the sound, the amp settings, all these things. And as you get older, too, then, you know, some physical therapy for I had to have both damn hips replaced 5 years ago because of too much basketball and backflips on stage and craziness. But what happens is you're very analytical, and it's like studying for a test in a way. But for me, the test, which I love about performing, is once I walk out on stage, I have this ability. It's almost like the audience and the fact that we're not stopping. It don't matter if you're Elvis Presley or the Beatles. You can't buy your way out of that. You can go on 10 minutes late, but you're walking out there, and for 3 hours or whatever, the audience keeps you in the moment. And to me, it's a great place to take chances and have rough edges. Mm. Because the rough edges, the people sense you're really looking for something special, and you find it enough, you don't have to find it every second. It's just the act of seeking it and being well-prepared and kind of, for me, turning off my neurotic mind and trusting my musical instincts, which thankfully I was born with. I didn't create them. I've cultivated and worked hard at them. But the live environment gives me an opportunity to just thrive in that setting.
Wow.
Kind of like, you know, when you're playing a basketball game, man, you make a pass, it's bad or good, bang, 2 seconds later you're making another pass, you're driven, you're running,
yeah,
you're reacting. And
you have to recover
in the studio a
yeah.
bit.
You have to recover from anything unexpected, and sometimes that's even better than what you were going for, isn't it?
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, it's funny, in a studio you make a mistake, you stop. Live, you make a mistake, and you get so pissed off, you channel this rage and aggression in the next 20 seconds, and usually you'll find something to play that you never would have thought of if it wasn't for being that kind of burst of adrenaline, like, wow, I'm getting a little crazy here. I better get back down in it.
That and little bit of, by the way, Niels, that little bit of musical yeah. wisdom was worth the price of admission that we paid for talk to you. That was amazing stuff. Joe has a question for you, and I know you're almost out of time. Joe, go ahead.
Well, I got to say, I know you love a challenge, obviously, because your music is so challenging to play and wonderful, but I had no idea you were a basketball player and a football player. If you had said baseball player or even jockey, I would have bought that, Niels, but you're not, I mean, you're...
All
I'm
right,
not
now
a,
talk your way
I'm,
out of
I'm
this one.
I'm not a tall guy either, but how tall are you?
Well, sadly, at 5'3", I'm so friggin' quick that I would always get into really big pickup games at the, you know, city parks, because I was a great passer, and I was the one guy that you could put me on the greatest offensive player, and I was so quick I would hassle the hell out of him. Nobody else wanted to work that hard, and begrudgingly, I usually got in a lot of great games because of it.
Wow. And football, you're like run underneath them or something? What was your position in football?
Well, you know, I was the you know, great broken field brother. I returned the punts and kicks, and I was a great, you know, believe it or not, at 5'3", I could still be a great safety and cover, because I was very quick. I could get to the pass, knock it down, intercept it. Of course, playing tackle football, you know, by my mid-20s, that dried up because I was getting killed in the little...
Yeah.
But basketball, I continue to play all through my life, and that's one of the reasons I ripped my, you know, hips to shreds and had to have both hips replaced 5 years ago.
Niels Lofgren. Niels, big fans. Love this 10-disc box set. CDs and a DVD. We'll put it on our website, Bob Rivers, and we'll check it out on the air as much as we can. Thanks a lot, Niels.
Hey, thanks. Thank you all for having me on the radio and spreading the word, and you all take care.
Niels Lofgren. Pedro says we lost the recording of him.
Well, we don't have the CDs here. We don't have that audio because it belongs to the other station, but we can get the CDs, but we don't have it in the building. I don't want to explain why we don't have the CDs in the building, but...
We don't have the rights to what he's saying is the stuff that...
We don't have the rights to anything, but that wouldn't stop me from playing it.
All right.
You bring it in tomorrow.
From a guy who's got nothing to lose and nowhere to be Monday
morning.
Yeah,
what are they going to do?
Well,
a bunch of guys
know.
Who hope to
You've
do this.
You played a recording from
years. I've heard some people aren't coming on our show because they don't have permission from that company.
Oh, no kidding,
yeah,
really?
So I don't know if you want to start.
Because we invited them, right?
Yeah.
We invited everybody.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't blame them in a way.
The official response was the other company don't want them to be in the show.
Yeah, that's okay. Don't they get that? Well, maybe they don't trust me. I mean, I literally had someone say, so this is all a big radio stunt, right? And you're coming back Monday. And I thought, yeah, let's do that.
Did you ever stunt like that?
I could have.
It's weird that people are suspect of you because that doesn't feel like something that you would do. It's so disingenuous.
No, but it would work.
Of course it would work.
It would be
not too late.
Because the ratings of this, you know, farewell show, they'll be huge. And a lot of people have forgotten about us and they're coming back going, oh, no, don't take it away. Where were you, you know, 6 months?
Yeah.
But but I also, you know, I wouldn't do that. But I like the idea.
Yeah.
It's funny. Like we were talking yesterday, like the rug store that's going out of business. or those furniture stores that are going out of business forever.
Oh, there's one in South Center that's been closing its doors forever.
I mean, wouldn't that be a great... You guys do this sometime. The radio show that's going out of business.
The never-ending farewell
tour. Never-ending farewell radio show.
There was a furniture store in Bellevue that said it was going out of business, and it was going out of business for 2 years. I finally went in there. I said, dude, you've been going out of business forever. He goes, I know. Why don't you help me and buy something here? As soon as I sell everything.
As soon as I sell it all, I can leave.
Exactly.
Doc in Whidbey Island. Hi, Doc.
Hey, Bob. You need to look to the Lord because your redemption draweth nigh.
That's beautiful.
Right. Look to the Lord, Bob.
I do.
Oh, wow. That's a deep sentence.
Doc, thank you very much. You know, I do that thing that a lot of football players do. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What's that? Knockdown balls or what?
Yeah, bust through the line and rumble for a touchdown.
Well, you know how when they score a touchdown or when they have something to be grateful for, they will maybe like kneel and take a look at the sky?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do the Tebow.
I do that. Is that Tebow who does that?
Well, Tebowing is praying on one knee before a...
I'm not crazy, like, religiously icon religious. Like, I'm not, you know, picturing a statue or a thing, because I don't know what's in the heavens. But I will ask for peace or calmness or something when I need it and look to the sky.
Right on. That means there's something above you and above all of us then, huh?
Yeah, a higher power of some kind.
There we go.
Yeah. So
I don't like the direction this show is taking in the last week. I'm going to put this out there right now.
Sure.
A little divine.
Too much God for you.
Divine. Yeah.
Let's bring this down back to the level.
Yeah.
Thank you, Doc. I'm going to put you on hold here. Here's your prize.
All right. You have a day trip for two, either to the San Juans or Orca whale watching with the Clipper Vacations.
All right. Yeah. And then, by the way, so what it is sometimes I think I'm just calming myself down when I do that. But also, I just believe in karma. I believe in the universe, a power, something. Don't know what it is. But it seems to work magic if you sit back and let it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I'm a real firm believer in kind of a predestination of the way things are going to go.
Oh, I hate that.
You don't like that?
No, I think I control everything. No, actually, I know I don't. It's a conundrum because I believe... that if I relax and let things work, then they'll go the way I want them to go. But if I try too hard to make them go the way I want to go, then they won't. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. You got to sit back and kind of let the river take you down the direction it wants to take you.
Yeah. Go with the flow.
Mm-hmm. Wish I knew where that river was going.
Go with the flow.
Yeah. Here, put this barrel on. It may help.
Bob in it like a cork.
Seriously.
Now, to some extent... you have to steer.
Yeah.
Like you can go with the flow, but if the flow is towards the rocks, you should use a little rudder.
Yeah, and you should make some, you know, you should do some smart things like have a life jacket, you know?
And, yeah, like, you know, study something, like learn something.
Yeah, yeah, you can't just like, sit back and say...
make tools.
Yeah, you've got to prepare for your journey.
Think of man like 100,000 years ago. This is the wildest thought. Man 100,000 years ago... had the same brain you have, for the most part. We're not talking evolution. In other words, the tool in the head was just as good as the tool you have today. Right, Eric?
Identical.
And so he was going with the flow in that if there was a flood, he'd drown. If there was a drought, he'd starve. That's a little too much going with the flow, don't you think?
Agreed.
And they learned to hedge a little on those things, some food, you know.
Well, they stored, but they also learned, weren't they nomads back then, Eric? They learned to go south when the snow was coming,
mm-hmm.
and they learned to move around when the dry was coming.
Well, 100,000 years ago, we were likely still in Africa. And so we were in East Africa, which at the time was not as deserty as it is now. It was kind of like a rainforest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we didn't have agriculture, so yeah, we were hunter-gatherers.
Nomadic.
Nomadic hunter-gatherers. Imagine that. You could start doing that Monday if you want.
Start just foraging.
Be a nomadic hunter-gatherer.
Downtown Joe's Find a Food Tour. Yeah.
Foraging, you know what those are? The east side.
Those are the freegans.
Mm-hmm.
They go from dumpster to dumpster. They eat fine.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about the eating part. I've mastered, you know.
You've mastered eating.
Yeah. I think I've got.
How many pounds have you lost?
I've lost, from this time last year, almost 100 pounds. So, on 3010, 65-ish.
65. How many of you lost on 3010, Spike?
Well, I'll find out my new total is today. It's over 50.
Over 50 pounds.
I'll find out today where we're at, what the new number is.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty great stuff.
I'll tell you, they always say leave a campsite better than when you found it.
Yeah, and I feel oh so prepared for whatever comes physically, more so than I would have in the last 20 years, I think. No question.
You guys are healthy, healthy as I've ever seen you.
Yeah.
Pedro and Luciana have their green cards. Eric has a green car. Jody has always had a green card. And life is good.
And it's August. It's summertime in Seattle. It's going to be in the mid-80s today and sunny. So, you know, what a wonderful, wonderful world we live in. Mm.
Lisa said that it's like one of those stretches now where it's sun as far as you can see in the forecast.
Yeah, it's going to cool down a little tomorrow into the 70s probably and stay that way the rest of the week. Maybe a little cloud here and there, but it's going to be nice. It's summertime. It's going to be that way till September.
Do you want your kid to be happy and well-adjusted?
Who doesn't?
I don't know, a little angst is good for you. Put you on your toes. But happy and well-adjusted. I wasn't. Do you want your kids happy and well-adjusted?
Absolutely. I mean, I looking back at my life, I think my parents did a pretty good job keeping me happy and well-adjusted. We certainly didn't want for anything. Didn't know any real troubles or
you
struggles.
You want Joshua happy and well-adjusted?
No.
Yes. You're along with me on this,
Jewish
aren't you?
Mother, dude.
No,
we're
improvising here. Okay, why? Because I tell you what, too happy and too well adjusted makes for a drone that gets stuck in a factory doing stuff because they don't stand up for themselves. I believe you should have a certain amount of stress for your kids, but then again, not too much. There is a study though that says one way you can make your kids more happy and well adjusted is to encourage them to do something for at least 1 hour every day. And it may surprise you.
For your kid to be happy and well-adjusted, they have to do this thing for 1 hour every day?
1 hour a day. And when I discovered doing this, I did it at least an hour a day.
Did you discover it later in life or discover it as a kid?
I wished my parents had had me doing it at young. I don't think it existed when I was young.
Okay.
But you can get your kids on this almost immediately.
Minimum of effort, minimum of expense.
Oh, you know what this is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. You could text us at 52309 if you want to guess what it is. Have your kid do this for, you know, wouldn't it be funny if it was watch television?
Seriously, video game, play Call of Duty 4.
Yeah, because I did things. That. I did Gilligan. I did McHale's Navy.
Sure, the Monsters.
I Love Lucy, Monsters, yeah. Adam's Family.
F Troop.
Minimum effort.
Minimum expense.
Minimum expense. One hour every day.
1 hour. And they should do it for an hour every day. And a lot of people would think they should do it less.
It's going to be something that we're not expecting. All right, go ahead.
Could it be exercise?
People doing radio?
Yeah, doing radio.
Reading.
It's not reading.
Reading.
Writing or arithmetic.
Yoga. Yeah, you should have your kids do yoga for 1 hour every day.
This is going to be, and by the way, this may be a shock to you, Jody, because I'll bet you don't want your kid to do it. Now what would you say?
Chop down trees, beat animals, plant GMO seeds.
We're going to have to go through a long list of things she doesn't want them to do.
Rip up all my stuff, be a jerk.
Assemble small electronics conveyor belt.
These are things he's already doing.
Yeah.
Right.
All right,
stop.
Here's what it is, and I'm not going to make you wake through the break.
Go.
Play video games.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want him to do that.
The Oxford University study that is being talked about now, and we spoke about it with John Medina, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
This is really making waves in the scientific community. 5,000 boys and girls between 10 and 15 and young people who indulged in a little video game playing were associated with better adjusted socially than those who never played. And also, by the way, if you're on the video games for 3 hours or more, that more socially adjusted turns into less socially
now,
adjusted.
Now, is this Oxford College in Georgia or Oxford University in England?
England.
Oxford University in England.
Well, that's the one I trust.
But they're saying an hour a day. Any more
there's a sweet spot at exactly 1 hour. of Tomb Raider or whatever it is. Did they say the video games, by the way? Because they're not all this. I don't think they're all the same.
I think mostly games that you can interact with others, online gameplay, where you're playing with other people. And for an hour a day, it's a nice social exercise. But if you become obsessed and you start putting 3 hours plus in, then it's not so good.
All right. Talk on this show a while ago about vinyl making a comeback. There's a new record that has just become the best-selling vinyl album in the last 20 years. It's not Niels Lofgren, but we do have it. Now, can we just play a file of it, or do we have to whip out a record player?
We have a file of it.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by Charter College.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, good morning. We've got some slow traffic northbound 405 through the S-curves all the way up into the Kennedale Hill, while southbound 405 starting to get pretty busy, approaching 522. Everett to Seattle still looking good, just seeing that crowding from Linwood down into the Shoreline area. That commute in total going to take you just under 40 minutes.
Kickstart your career as a dental assistant in just 10 months at Charter College. Their blended learning curriculum combines hands-on learning 2 days a week in their campus labs with flexible online classes. Google Charter College to learn more.
At iHeartRadio, we believe in making your life easier by giving you the music that you want 24/7 with just a touch of a screen or a click of a mouse. With thousands of stations, we'll provide the soundtrack for all aspects of your day or whatever mood you're trying to set. With our Perfect Four feature, take control and create your own custom station with our library of 18 million songs from over 400,000 artists. Easy, convenient, free. That's iHeartRadio. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
This school year, help your kids be more productive. Switch to the X1 Triple Play from Comcast and listen to this Triple Play price, $89.99 a month for a year. Plus, you get double the internet speed free for that year. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. The offer ends September 21st. Some restrictions apply. You got to have the new Starter XF Triple Play package, new customers, equipment, taxes, fees, extra, and it is a 2-year term for the agreement. What is X1? X1 is Xfinity's new operating system. Your TV becomes this interactive landscape where you can quickly find any show you're looking for. You can search across on demand, you can search across recorded programs and live programs all at one time. Instantly with your remote control. Call 1-800-XFINITY to order today. That's 1-800-XFINITY. For more info, go to comcast.com/XFINITY.
A bit cooler with more cloud cover across western Washington, followed by afternoon sunshine. Highs will top out in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Looking ahead to the weekend, a return to sunny skies and warmer with highs in the low to mid 80s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Money Tree. Sometimes we need money and we need it fast, and timing is everything. MoneyTree offers same-day financial solutions that are quick and easy so you don't have to wait. Call or visit a MoneyTree branch near you. Learn more at MoneyTreeInc.com. MoneyTree, money in time.
This is Gary, the hard-hitting commercial voiceover guy for GEICO's local agents. Men and women who never joke around when it comes to insurance. Go ahead, ask your local GEICO agent, why did the chicken cross the road? They'll answer with, hang on while I expertly match your insurance coverage to your needs. After that, you can buy your own chickens and find out.
To see how much you could save on more than just car insurance, contact your local GEICO office. In Bellevue, Silverdale, Oak Harbor, or Lakewood.
Warning, if your ears are sensitive to hard-hitting facts, earmuff them now. This is Gary, the hard-hitting commercial voiceover guy for GEICO's local agents. Fact 1, your local GEICO agent is an expert at getting you the coverage you need. Fact 2, you can talk to your local GEICO agent face-to-face. Fact 3, facts 1 and 2 hit so hard, I don't need a third.
To see how much you could save on more than just car insurance, contact your local GEICO office in Bellevue, Silverdale, Oak Harbor, or Lakewood.
What have you been doing for the past 20 years? For 2 decades, Super Supplements has offered vitamins, natural products, and other good things for your body and a healthier lifestyle. Throughout August, we'd just like to say thanks for 20 great years. Join us Saturday, August 9th for a special anniversary event. The first 100 customers receive a free gift with purchase. Enjoy product specials and samples with health professionals on hand to help you get the most out of life. You live it. We'll help.
Super.
Fresh Supplements.
Have you been waiting to visit the folks at Bellevue Rare Coins? Well, now that the sun is here, consider turning some of your unneeded items into summertime cash. Experts at Bellevue Rare Coins standing by to help you find out what your valuables are really worth. What are you waiting for? Go find out today.
Don't miss Huey Lewis and the News at Seattle's closest casino.
That's the power of love.
Snoqualmie Casino's summer concert series welcomes Huey Lewis and the News on Thursday, August 14th. Party with the power of love at the Mountain View Plaza, just minutes from Seattle.
I want a new drug.
Crescent Club members have early access to tickets and discounts. Become a member and take your above it all to the next level. Visit snowcasino.com for tickets. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all.
Get 10% off your dream kitchen right now at Arnold's Appliance. Come into Arnold's and receive a Bosch Visa prepaid card for a 10% rebate with the purchase of a kitchen package, including three or more eligible Bosch Plus Series kitchen appliances. The more you buy, the bigger the rebate. See store for all the details. There's just one name to remember, Arnold's. Hurry in, this Bosch appliance offer ends soon. In Bellevue on 132nd between Northeast 20th and Bell Red Road.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your boat trailer, and I'm fed up. All summer long, you drag me from lake to lake, thousands of pounds on my back and your rear end at my front. Until today, I notice you forgot to hook my safety chains. So all it takes is one big bump in the road, and I'm to run into another car. Now you have a sinking feeling because your cut rate insurance might not cover this repair bill. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem.
Like me.
Every Allstate policy comes with an Allstate agent you can trust to help you get the protection you need. For a free quote, call Burien Allstate agent Charlie Brown today at 206-243-4441. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Are you in good hands?
Hey, it's Elise Woodward with Daniel Weldon, Team Events Coordinator for Brooks and BrooksRunning.com. For those just getting into running, what is the key to getting started on the right note?
I would start off with some hill workouts. They help develop your strength and your speed as well as your aerobic capacity. Slowly incorporate them into everyday runs and then beginning adding specific hill workouts into your weekly routine.
For those that maybe have already gone through the beginning stage and they want to ramp up their intensity, what do they do next?
Jump on the track. Track workouts are a great way to sharpen that racing sword. They're a good measuring stick and help you work on pace. Start with one or two laps of increased effort to get your baseline for your fitness level.
All right, motivation is usually a problem for most. I know for me, but running with someone else can help you. I know you mentioned some clubs to me earlier that people can join that'll help them.
Yeah, we got a lot of local club options to choose from here in the Pacific Northwest. There's Club Northwest, Seattle Running Company, Tacoma City Running Club, Run Chuck It, and many more options.
For more information, go to brooksrunning.com, and they remind you to always run happy.
Kayak Point Golf is now offering $20 green fees every Wednesday. Check out Kayak Point at golfkayak.com.
This report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, good morning. I'm Danielle, taking a look at your drive. Northbound 405 through the S-curves up into the Kennedale Hill. Pretty much a stop-and-go drive right now as you make your way up towards Coal Creek Parkway. Southbound 405 also pretty slow as you head into Bothell and make your way into the Kirkland area. That Linwood to Seattle drive right now, taking you about half an hour.
Are you 55 or older? If so, you can save an extra 10% at Fred Meyer on the first Tuesday of every month. Just ask your cashier for the senior discount to enjoy extra savings in every department. What's on your list today?
Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then, Friday morning at 10, the new 95.7 takes off. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
My veins are blue and connected, and every single bone in my brain is electric. But I dig bitches like the best of them. Your tribal hoodoo, come on, my letter, yes, sir. Come on, my letter, yes, sir. And even God herself has fewer plans than me. But she never helps me out with my scams for free, though. She grabs a stick and then she points it at me. When I say nothing, I say everything.
Yep. That's Jack White. Lazaretto. Best-selling vinyl album in 20 years. That's right, 1994 is how far back you have to go for Pearl Jam's Vitalogy, which is the last great-selling vinyl album. And Lazaretto was released as an ultra LP. A plays as a standard, while the flip side plays from inside to out, which is a weird new thing they do with vinyl.
Huh.
Don't ask me. There's also two songs that play at 45, hidden under the label on each side.
Ah.
So it's kind of like a Cracker Jack box.
Yeah.
You get a toy surprise.
Jack White is a funky guy.
Yeah. Do you like Jack White?
I do. I mean, you got to appreciate it from an artistic standpoint. He does so many different things.
And I do, too. The sound's good.
Yeah.
I don't know about the songs. They sound interesting, but it's at some point it's just some guy semi-screaming to me. I don't want to hear him 100 times.
He does not have a beautiful singing voice.
Nah. It's not like Won't Get Fooled Again, where a guy's screaming, and I could hear that for 40 years.
I think if you want the more melodic Jack White stuff, then you go to the Rock on Tours.
Rock on Tours. Loved it.
Yeah.
Listened to it 100 times.
Yes. Fantastic.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And a little
right.
more melodic.
But amazing. He's a drummer, right?
No, guitar.
He's the guitar. Who's the drummer? Is that his wife or something?
That's a loaded question you just asked me. Well, the White Stripes, when it was him and Meg White.
Yes.
There were rumors that they were brother and sister, or were they married, or whatever. He's no longer doing the White Stripes.
Oh.
Now he has a different band. Well, he has 4 bands, actually.
She still drumming?
She's still drumming casually with other projects. They are not working together right now. Yeah.
She was a great drummer, because I remember that's what I liked. Wasn't that in the Rock on Tours, too? Was she in the Rock on Tours?
No. Oh. No, that was somebody else. She was the White Stripes drummer, and she was not a good drummer. She's not a great drummer. She's an
novelty,
okay drummer.
Yeah. Okay.
Novelty
well,
drummer.
She's an okay drummer, but yeah, he was
the star.
Yeah.
Jack White. Is vinyl coming back? I guess. I mean, I can buy a buggy whip now, too, if I want to. Horseshoe.
He sold over
put it on my car. Hammer it in there with a nail.
Over 60,000 copies, so somebody has a turntable out there. Yeah. Unless people are just buying them to collect.
I saw Lucinda Williams at the zoo last week, and she was making an announcement that she has a new record, and it's coming out on vinyl, and everybody clapped.
Coming up later in the show, I've signed up to do this hike-a-thon for the Washington Trails Association because, hiking is, truth be told, when I first heard about coming to Seattle, the most exciting part of it was the mountains and the hiking trails. Because I grew up in, much like Spike, on the East Coast, in a fairly urban area.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved the outdoors, but you had to drive a long ways. Like, if you wanted to go to the Appalachian Trail from Maryland, it's an hour and a half or so, right?
Yeah, if not a lot more.
Hmm.
And to find a mountain, you kind of had to leave that part of the country.
Yeah. I had to drive to Vermont and New Hampshire. And so when I first heard about Seattle, it was like they took Vermont and New Hampshire and even bigger mountains, and they put them right next to a world-class city. So I looked on the map, and I saw that there was a ranger station. And by the way, the ranger station was always the coolest part of hiking, because you'd drive for hours and hours, and you'd get to this national forest. And there was your friend, Smokey Bear, on a sign. As a kid, I think I liked Smokey Bear about as... I knew he was better than Yogi and Boo Boo. Those two were always trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But Smokey Bear prevented forest fires and was just a happy, smiley face. And I didn't realize that actually bears existed. I thought they were cartoons, that they weren't actual real creatures.
There's a few bears on the East Coast, right?
Not very many. Mm-hmm. And there's a few, like, well, I don't know, black bears.
Yeah, black bears.
Right.
Yeah. But when I got out here, there's like lots of bears and lots of trails. And for the last 25 years, I've been hiking on them. And one of the things that I hope to be involved with in the next few years is some charity events, especially World Vision, but also the Washington Trails Association. Because like pretty much you use trails and then nobody ever actually does anything to help them. Right.
Well, they need maintenance from weather and all, and just from use. Right. I mean, you trample them down. At some point, you got to go in there and build them back up a little bit.
Yeah. Volunteer
did
most.
Did you ever wonder how trails actually got there?
No.
No. They're just there, right?
I assume that's how everybody got here.
I assume animals started the trails, and then humans kind of improved upon it. But I'm guessing big animals, and usually it was to get to water or to get to something. They were.
That's a great guess. A lot of trails, that's the case. But there's lots of different stories. Sometimes there were shepherds, goat herders, and people who worked the land,
taking the herd to higher ground to graze in the winter or in the summer, and then bringing them down.
That's right. Some of them were built in the Great Depression by the conservation. What was it? FDR's New Deal thing. What did he do?
The New Deal put Americans to work, and they rather than people being unemployed, he invested in America's youth. And the Forest Service and the trails builders, those guys worked for the government. They built dams, they built highways.
Conservation Corps?
That was what it was called. I think it was the CCC, and I forget the exact name of it. But they hired people during the Depression to put people back to work. And they built the Pacific Crest Trail.
And that's the one that goes from Canada to Mexico.
Right. So the Washington Trails Association is a nonprofit. It's a 501c3. And their mission is trails. One of the other things they do, by the way, is a lot of trails are on private land. And so they bring the landowners together and they sometimes make deals to get land or get the trails on the land. Anyway, they're the stewards. They're the guardians. They're the shepherds of the system. Yes.
It's interesting. The CCC is the Civilian Conservation Corps.
That's what it was, civilian.
Yeah, and it was for men who were unemployed between ages 18 and 25, and it only went from 1933 to 1942. Mm. And then it was done. They planted more than 3 billion trees.
Well, then those young gentlemen went to build the tanks and planes and ships.
Oh, after 33. Right, can we get you off the trees and onto the tanks?
Yeah, in 42, there was plenty of call for
plenty of work.
Young men, too.
Yeah, that's what killed it.
Yeah.
So today, you rely on things like this, and I had planned. And everybody knows about my knee because I talked about it earlier and often. And I hate to bug you with my joint pain.
Well, we can handle it for a few.
We've been hearing about Jody's joints for a long time, so I guess it's my turn.
They're amazing.
So what happened yesterday with the knee surgeon, I'm supposed to get a call back today, but he basically said, I don't think what you have is worth operating on. I think you can rehab it. Which, you know what that means to me?
That's great news, actually, that you don't have to go under the knife.
Means exercise. He gave me its big knee brace, which keeps it from going side to side. It looks like sort of RoboCop-ish.
Okay, good. That's good. Artificial support where your knee has no natural support.
And I have signed up for this hike-a-thon, which means to hike as many miles as you can in the month of August. And I'm going to ask you if you care about if you don't care about trails, if you could care less about a lasting legacy, about leaving something that'll be there for hundreds of years and generations that your children and grandchildren can use, that brings people peace and balance in their lives.
Right. That's what I don't care about.
If it means nothing to you,
yeah,
then please ignore everything I'm about to say. Just continue eating your fast food and not getting any exercise.
Throw open the windows and put the AC on.
Right. And by the way, I'm jealous of you. I've enjoyed many years of eating fast food and not getting any exercise, and I miss it.
I had to
be honest with you.
A real good run of that myself.
Yeah. But if you would like to make a difference, I am on a team now with Tammy and one other person. We are raising money for the Washington Trails Association for the hike-a-thon in August. And here's what I pledge to you, because these days you have to do something. It's sort of like that Kickstarter Indiegogo.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm going to say. If you make a donation to the Washington Trails Association, by the way, it's 100% tax deductible, 100%. None of it goes to GORP for me. It all goes directly to the charity. Anyway, if you make a donation, here's what I will do. I should probably, I've got a link for it. Pedro, can you post this on Facebook?
Sure.
Okay. I will carry you up the mountain.
I'm sorry?
Every single person that makes a donation, I will carry you up the mountain and then take a picture. so you can see that I carried you up the mountain.
Got a big sign? You're going to make it
I'm
big
I have
enough
a little
to...
sign says, I carried you up the mountain, and then I'll put your picture in the middle of that sign.
Oh, so this sign's not like a piggyback scenario.
No,
picturing.
What do you think? I'm crazy? You're going to try to hurt my knee? You people are so
Are you calling me fat?
Yeah.
I'm
saying you're incredibly svelte, but I
Thank
still
you.
Can't carry a person up the mountain.
Fair enough.
No, I'll carry a picture of you. Isn't this kind of a cool Kickstarter
thing?
That
is very
that
good
is
idea.
Really nice, actually.
Anybody who makes a donation, I will carry you up the mountain. Now, I don't know which mountain yet. I'm thinking Tiger Mountain. I have to talk to my surgeon today. And he, by the way, he said it's not hard for me to go up a mountain. Apparently, the hard part is going down.
I
the
don't
impact,
know.
Yeah.
Don't and you so, think that rattlesnake is a little less steep than tiger?
I don't know which one yet, but it might even be a bigger one because I want to see how many, the more donations, the higher the mountain I will go.
All right.
I'd like to raise $10,000. If I get $10,000, I'm going to go up the highest mountain I can. And here's what I'm going to do because my knee's bad. I'm going to go down super slow with a crutch. Because he said you can't go downhill on this knee.
You know, when we did Mount St. Helens a while back.
I remember that.
Did we get to slide down on our butts?
We did.
Wouldn't that be a nice thing to do?
One false move and I'm Sonny Bono knee man.
Do you want me to go with you?
Yeah, I would. Would you?
Yeah.
Okay, would you help?
Nope.
Spike and Joe?
Nope.
This is what makes this show great, That's by the rough. Way, the teamwork.
Not going to climb Tiger, I'll tell you that right now.
Why not, Joe?
Because I can drive there. I'm not climbing any mountain that a road goes.
We'll pick
goes.
A mountain. Hey, look, here's what I need. First off, you don't have to look at me. Tammy will be with us.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'll go.
Okay.
See? I get to hike with Tammy?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize. I thought you were going by yourself, and I was afraid that you were going to hurt yourself.
No, you're coming. You like Tammy.
Oh, I get to hike with Tammy? It's like yeah. hiking with Bob Dylan. That's fine.
Okay, she's very cool.
She's the coolest.
Tammy wrote the Wonderland Trail book. Tammy has also written the new book, which I have here.
Oh, I bet she makes her own trail mix.
She does.
I know. I bet she's going to have the best water.
It's growing.
I get to go
backyard.
Hiking with Tammy.
This is the new book, Mount Adams and Goat Rocks.
Right on.
Which Goat Rocks apparently, in fact, maybe we'll do Goat Rocks. That's a hard trail. It's 14 miles. But we'll have lots of time. We won't be rushed. And downhill, seriously, my doc said uphill fine, downhill no. So I'm only going uphill. And then downhill, I'll have a crutch.
Oh, okay. But we're going to
leave
you up there.
I'm planning on using Joe as my crutch. Unless a bear attacks, in which case I'll use Spike because he can run faster with me than Joe
right.
can.
Mm-hmm. You got to think about this.
Joe will take on the bear.
So Pedro is going to post a link on Facebook and on our website.
So is this kind of, you can make a flat donation, you can donate per foot?
Please just do a flat donation. Okay. I don't want to do the per mile thing because, first off, I don't know what I'm going to be able to do. Okay. And I don't want to, just do what you can. And I'm hoping there's some listeners out there that really love trails and know that they've never done anything to help trails their whole lives. And that, it's a big deal.
You need poles.
Yep.
Texters are saying, why don't you have poles?
I have hiked with a stick, which is like a pole, except it's a stick.
You go to REI and you get the carbon fiber poles, and they're extremely light.
Yeah, I don't know. I may need something stronger for going down the hill.
There is nothing stronger than these carbon fiber poles.
All right, we'll see.
Yeah.
Another texter says, take off your skirt and suck it up, Bob. Someone else says, I hiked Granite Mountain a few weeks ago. Simply amazing.
Granite is beautiful, by the way. Have you guys been up Granite?
Yes.
Maybe we'll choose Granite.
I'm a fan of their countertops. Not so much the mountain,
Not
though.
So much the mountain. By the way, it's funny. You're a fan of countertops.
Uh-huh.
But seeing the beautiful, majestic mountain made of granite.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard it's great and all that. But, I like paper. I don't like trees. I like countertops. I don't like mountains. It's weird. I like things after they're done.
Now, wait a minute. When we hiked Rattlesnake... This is before you did any 30-10.
Uh-huh.
So you weighed, 50 pounds more?
Yeah, yeah.
You said, what a great feeling. I have to do this more often.
Yeah, I did.
And now with 50 pounds less, you're actually good to go.
Yeah.
You have a 520 good-to-go pass on your feet.
I do. But I got over that pretty quickly. that feeling that I should do this more.
You did?
Yeah, I did. No, you know, it's not, you know.
Can we goad you into it, though? Will you come
with
us?
Of course.
Thank you.
You bet I will,
Spike will come with us. How about my friend Andrew, the beekeeper? Will Andrew come with us? All right, we're going to carry a lot of people up the mountain.
I thought it was a new owner snuck in.
No, that's Andrew. He's a beekeeper friend of mine and an architect. And he's been saying for the last 5 years, I'm going to come down and see your show sometime.
Well, just in time.
The last couple days, he said, I better hurry. So, all right, who's with me? Listeners, here's what you do. Make a donation on the Hikeathon page. It's tax deductible. Then send me the email, the confirmation with your picture, any picture of you that you want me to carry to the top of the mountain. If you send it, if you donate enough money, I'm getting a shuttle. I'm going to the moon. I'll bring you back some moon rocks. But we won't get that much money. It'll probably be, well, there's a couple of hikes possible. Granite Mountain's a good one.
When is this? Do we have a date yet?
What I love is it's probably on a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Awesome. Yeah.
I'm available.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Texter says, hike up Hamahama Trails and drive down. Someone says, it seems pretty clear that Joe should drive to the top of the mountain, give Bob a ride back down.
That doesn't sound too bad.
You know, if I'm not supposed to go down with my knees, that's a possibility.
Tiger,
too.
Yeah. I bet I could get my little CRV up there.
So Tammy will be here with Kendra Ramos from the Washington Trails Association next hour, and we'll tell you more about this. But in the meantime, Pedro is posting the link on our Facebook and putting it at bobrivers.com. And I'll give you updates how we're doing. I only have till Friday. And I did tell you guys I was going to do some humanitarian work. I have another project with World Vision that I'm going to be begging people to let me on the radio to talk about in a couple of months.
You can't come on our show.
Yeah.
We've already talked about it.
This will be the one show I can't get on.
Oh, I think
we're
going to
be very exclusive.
Will Marty let me on his podcast?
Yes. Yes.
I want to do a podcast with him.
You should. I swear. The fact that you guys haven't talked about this is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Somebody was saying you need to do the podcast circuit once you're done.
I'm
like
going to.
All the big ones.
Well, I don't know if they'll want me.
Oh, I bet
Corolla,
they would.
Corolla, Marin.
All those guys.
Sure.
I'm not that interesting.
Ryan Callen? Yeah.
No. I'd have to have you guys. We might do a podcast. How'd you like, if you hate working for me for money, how much are you going to hate working for me when I pay you nothing?
Not much, yeah. By the way,
So when's this hike again?
Are we being phased out one microphone at a time? I'm noticing our place is getting raided here. We have no microphones over here anymore.
They took away the mic?
Anybody.
Bastards.
Yeah. Is it this one go next? We're down.
Someone needed to borrow a microphone, and they figured that one at the guest chair was probably not needed. Andrew, come up and say hi on this mic.
Oh, they're taking away the microphone.
I went over there to reach to give Andrew a microphone, and it doesn't exist anymore.
Gone.
That's nerve-wracking.
Andrew is a beekeeper buddy of mine, who's really a very good beekeeper, by the way. Not like me.
Yeah,
because
I'm noticing no swelling anywhere on his body.
No.
That's a good sign.
Did you see the swelled hand on Facebook? It's back to almost normal.
Nice.
Yeah. It was twice the size of a normal human hand yesterday.
I think they took the mic away because they knew I was showing up, Bob. I didn't know you were going to have me on it.
Oh, well, I would say hi to everybody. It's,
hello, everybody.
You know, what am I going to do? Tank the ratings? Who cares?
Yeah, at this point.
I mean, actually, that wasn't a big buildup for you. I apologize.
No one's going to like this, but I don't give a crap. Here's my friend Andrew to talk about bees.
Andrew and I became friends. We actually are both friends of Paul, our agent.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew and I became friends when we almost built a house together, and then we decided not to. But Andrew also had always wanted to be a beekeeper, and so he asked me about it, and then he blew right by me.
I don't know about that.
He made friends with this lady who had bees.
Uh-huh.
Esther taught him everything.
And did you build them some super condo with multi-level sunroof, modern construction?
There's 8 hives living on the bluff over in West Seattle.
Wow, so you had a view.
And he has a really, really delicious, everybody's honey is different depending on their neighborhood. This is why you're part of the reason I wanted to get some hives to Jody's house, which ain't happening.
Why not, Jody?
She thinks they'll sting her son to death.
Oh, it's so dumb. They never sting anyone. Let's see that hand again.
Plus, if you put a hive in Jody's neighborhood, the honey tastes like Colt 45 and crack. Right?
Yeah, it's true, and crack.
But the reason I wanted to get there is because Andrew's honey in the city with all of the flowers that are available and all of the fruit trees that are available is a very delicious honey. And you have how many hives?
8 hives right now, Bob.
Hmm. And he gets a lot of his hives for free. You know how?
How?
He sets out these swarm traps. So when other hives swarm, he sets out these beautiful vacant bee condos.
Free condo for him to live in, right?
And they find it, and they move in, and he doesn't have to pay money for bees. And Lisa's like, that's what you should do. And I'm like, I have no time. I have to quit my job.
Aren't you stealing swarms from other people, though? Aren't they leaving somewhere that they're not going home to?
Well, once a colony decides to swarm, it's their decision, first of all.
Well, but don't they usually go back somewhere?
No, they go wherever they're going to go. They look for a place, and whoever has the place wins the hive.
How many pets do you have? Is that how you get your dogs, too?
80,000, right?
New neighborhood, 80,000 in each box.
Yeah, more than I can count, that's for sure.
The bees are all pets.
Right on.
I've named them all. Actually, you know what I did is I just brought the Manhattan phone book down there, and I said, look yourselves up. Okay, so back to the hiking thing. The links will be out today. If you want me to carry you up to the top of a mountain, I'd be happy to do so. If we have large donors... And you know who you are out there. If we have a large donors, they may be invited to come on the hike with us. The largest donors with Bob, Spike, Joe, and Jody. I don't think Pedro and Luciano will come, but I could be wrong. Maybe they'll come too.
Maybe we should ask them.
And I think Eric would probably be there if we ask.
If I'm in the country, I will be there.
If I'm in the country, I'll do it also.
Okay.
I'm planning on being out of the country.
You guys are all driving to Vancouver that day.
I'm just saying I might not be in the country.
When you're not in the country, that sounds like a big deal, like you're really traveling the world.
I'm very important, and I may not be in the country.
Here it means you're driving an hour and a half
to
the border.
I got to take care of Joe's grandma, so I don't know. Someone has to.
Someone has to take care of your grandma. All right.
I'm throwing out the first bitch at the bar I go to all the time.
Mike's throwing out the first bitch.
Yeah.
Pedro, that's mean. Mm.
Okay, 7:25. When we come back, we are going to reminisce the top 10 good things our show has done and the top 10 flubs of our show. If we choose something you suggest for either category, we have so many prizes to give away that I want to start doing that. And one of the prizes you will win is a backstage pass to the farewell show on Friday in the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
Wow.
And that'll be available to you if you can come, or you can choose from a pair of tickets to see Spike and the Impalers at The Point in Kingston. A pair of tickets to see Chicago and REO Speedy Rockin'. Well, that's a no-brainer. Spike every day of the week on that choice, right? Who would want to see washed-up Chicago and REO Speedwagon when you can see Spike?
Be really careful, too. There.
Also, and many other trips, by the way. San Juan Island's Orca Whale Watching with Clipper Vacations.
That's cool.
So put on your thinking caps, folks. The top 10 good things our show did. And then... the bottom 10. The 10 we wish we could have back. And hands down, World Vision is already the winner for top. So we claim that one. But you can come up with anything. And maybe that's it. Maybe there is nothing else. Text us at 52309. That's 52309. And again, in a half hour, more about your trails out there. Thousands, millions of miles of trails. How they got there. And what it takes to maintain them. If you'd like to see a live concert by a big, nationally known artist every day for the rest of the year, for free, is this a prize?
It's anybody can do it.
Anybody can
do
it.
I'll tell
is it
you
on
how.
TV?
No.
I thought it was TV. We'll find out.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
A bit cooler with more cloud cover across western Washington, followed by afternoon sunshine. Highs will top out in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Looking ahead to the weekend, a return to sunny skies and warmer with highs in the low to mid 80s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Get the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card and earn more cash back for the things you buy most. All with no hoops to jump through, no rotating categories, and no expiration on rewards. To find out how to get more cash back for the things you buy most, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Right now you can lease a brand new 2014 Toyota Prius liftback, and you can do it at Toyota of Puyallup. for just $249 a month for 24 months. That's a great deal. $1,739 due at signing. You also get 2 years worth of no-cost maintenance. 2 years or 25,000 miles includes roadside assistance. Toyota Puyallup gives you more because they have on their lot more than 60 new Prius liftbacks, Prius C and Prius Vs to choose from. I tell you about Toyota Puyallup all the time, and I hope to keep telling you about them for years. They've got more than 3,500 positive online reviews. Now, I know you've looked at online reviews now and then, and you'll see, you know, I usually require at least 50 or 60 or 100 reviews before I get a real sense that enough people have checked in. With 3,500 positive online reviews, that says a lot. They're one of the most awarded dealerships out there. Toyota of Puyallup, doing it all right. It's worth the drive to downtown Puyallup or check them out at toyotaofpuyallup.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your parking brake. As relationships go, I've really got the tougher end of this bargain. You park, and I hold 4,000 pounds of car in place on a steep incline. But hey, it's worked for us. Until now. You park for the night. And a few hours later, I find I just can't hold on any longer. And unlike a rolling stone, your car gathers many dents. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, it's your repair bill that could be steep. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Every Allstate policy comes with an Allstate agent you can trust to help you get the protection you need. For a free quote, call Shoreline Allstate agent Jeff Talbot today at 206-542-6341. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability, Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Are you in good hands?
Attention appliance shoppers. Celebrate summer with Albert Lea Appliance during our Seafair sale, August 9th and 10th. Sizzling hot store-wide deals on the largest selection of major brand appliances in the Northwest. Sale pricing celebrated at all five locations in Seattle, South Center, Linwood, Bellevue, and Tacoma. Don't miss out on the largest appliance sale of the summer. The Albert Lea Appliance Seafair sale, August 9th and 10th. Log on to albertleaappliance.com for details. Albert Lea Appliance, celebrating 75 years strong.
Sit back, relax, and let Clipper Vacations whisk through scenic waterways to amazing Northwest adventures, like beautiful Victoria, BC. Clipper day trips from just $99. Or experience a fun one-day trip to see orca whales in the San Juan Islands. Details and kit discounts at clippervacations.com.
Thank you, BECU, for your compassion and attention to detail. You made our dream of owning a new home come true.
And thank you, Randy W., for placing your trust in us for one of the biggest purchases of your life. At BECU, we view lending as a relationship, not a transaction, which means we won't just help you find a mortgage. We'll help you find the right mortgage to fit your needs.
There's a trust that's been built between us and BECU.
Thanks for the home loan, BECU. You guys rock.
Thank you, James E., and you're very welcome, Angie R. Our goal is to continue to rock for as long as you need us.
Thank you for being a part of our family.
We picked up the keys to our new house. We're so excited. Hashtag first home.
And we're excited for you, Brent and Randy. Hashtag congratulations. Share the excitement. If you're in the market for a mortgage, then take advantage now of our low home loan rates. Visit BECU.org and let us help you find the mortgage that's right for you. BECU is an equal housing opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
What places inspire you to do something great?
The garage, where my son and I are restoring the car he'll drive to prom.
And my study, where I'm working on my novel after the kids finally fall asleep.
People get inspiration in all sorts of different places. At American Family Insurance, we provide the protection to help you pursue your dreams. Take the first step, become inspired, and then visit amfam.com/dreams and join the community of dreamers.
The record store, where I find the new vinyls to inspire my band.
Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual, Standard of Ohio, Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Before Shelly did a cartwheel on the sideline of the soccer field, before she screamed, "You've got this," 12 times in a row.
You got this.
And before she picked up five of the world's most enthusiastic soccer players, all under the age of six. Shelly applied for the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card so she could get 1% cash back on her son's first pair of cleats, 2% cash back on game time snacks, and 3% cash back on gas, all with no hoops to jump through, which meant she didn't have to worry about changing categories or expirations on rewards. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back everywhere, every time, 2% cash back at grocery stores, and 3% cash back on gas. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to $1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Copyright 2014 Bank of America Corporation.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, good morning. I'm Danielle, taking a look at your drive. Northbound 405 through the S-curves up into the Kennedale Hill. Pretty much a stop-and-go drive right now as you make your way up towards Coal Creek Parkway. Southbound 405 also pretty slow as you head into Bothell and make your way into the Kirkland area. That Linwood to Seattle drive right now, taking you about half an hour.
Get the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card and earn more cash back for the things you buy most. All with no hoops to jump through, no rotating categories, and no expiration on rewards. To find out how to get more cash back for the things you buy most, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
We're back to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR, powered by the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
There was this great band back when we were doing live at Bob's Garage called the Toadies. Part of the grunge scene was that new, slightly more experimental music was making its way to playlists around the country. I forget where these guys were from. I think
Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, I knew it was the South. And they were doing that young band with a semi-hit record experience, which is to say they were driving all over the country in a van, living in it together. I remember they had a gal bass player who was just rock solid. Their lead singer was kind of reminiscent of David Byrne, the Talking Heads. And they had a hit record on the radio called Possum Kingdom, which had a neat effect in that parts of the chorus, parts of the vocals were backwards. A very Beatly kind of effect. And at the time, I had a 2-inch tape machine. And when they were coming to my house to record live at Bob's Garage, I thought, I'm going to try and get that effect, and we'll have a blast. Well, they showed up, and by the way, they were exhausted. They had played, what's the place that, it was a...
Rock Candy?
Rock Candy. Didn't they close that down because it had a skunk infestation?
Yeah.
The owner, it's amazing how times have changed.
Rock owner Candy's changed over like four times. It's here.
No. It's now. It's the footprint is now a hotel. There's a hotel.
Oh, I'm thinking of.
You're thinking of El Corazon, the off ramp.
Right.
But Rock Candy. Anyway, so they had played there. They were exhausted, and they showed up in the morning. And I thought, oh, this is going to go badly because I could see they were just a beat up band. They've been driving forever, and I knew that they were kind of miserable that they'd agreed to do this. And so I said, hey, who wants breakfast? And they brightened up a little. First off, they're driving around, they're broke. Someone's offering them breakfast. And I took them to the Marti Diner at the time. It's now Tweedy's Cafe. That's the place where Northern Exposure was filmed. And they were like, I guess, Northern Exposure fans.
Twin Peaks, right?
Twin Peaks. Yeah.
Well, Northern Exposure, too, at the time.
Roslyn.
No, they filmed a lot of that in North Bend,
Well,
too.
The Cherry Pie was like the
they
famous
filmed Gone
thing.
With the Wind in North Bend, too, I'm pretty sure.
Burned the whole city down, didn't they?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. It was Twin Peaks, but it was also Northern Exposure. The little town has, had some TV history.
It was Hollywood at the time. Japanese busfuls of Japanese tourists would come to see the Twin Peaks Cherry Pie.
But you're right. It might have been the Northern. It might have been Twin Peaks. Anyway, they had that. Yeah, they had the cherry pie. I bought them a nice breakfast, which really wasn't that bad of a deal. And then we had a fantastic day, and they were grateful, and they had a good time, and we recorded this version of Possum Kingdom live in Bob's Garage.
Yeah, hey there, Toadies, Bob's Garage, rock on.
make up your mind. Decide to walk with me around the lake tonight. Around the lake tonight. By my side. By my side. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not a gentleman.
Give it up to me. Do you wanna be my angel?
Yeah, the Toadies.
Awesome.
You like that, huh?
I love that.
That was a great song. I don't know why, but that song, to this day, that still sounds like a monster.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are still kicking around, too. They broke up for a while, but they were back through.
Are they back together?
They were back through town just a few months ago.
Man, I wish I didn't have a job.
No, I
know. I would have gone see them.
Hey, yeah. That's good coming news up for you.
That was one of those Wednesday night at the Showbox deals, same kind of thing. It's like, man, I wish I could go see those guys.
We'll see if I actually followed through on any of this stuff, of actually going places and doing things. But that's the Toadies. Someone suggested we should just take phone calls. In addition to the text, for the greatest stuff this morning show ever did, and we're giving away prizes if we choose you to be in the top 10. And Joe has created the top 10 list already.
Those are just some things I thought of last night, but people are already reminding me of things that are not on that list. So,
and by the way, some of you may put the least great stuff we ever did. It might be some of the same things. Because you know how people are. Nude stock is on one of the things on Joe's list.
For worst?
For best.
No.
I thought it was pretty cool. How old were we when we did that?
Well, we did it for a few years, and it still goes every year. I mean, it's been an annual thing.
But they banned
thing
us at what point?
Well, we dropped out. I pointed out to our great program director, Steve Young, I said, you notice our ratings always go down when we take our clothes off. they were going up for a while, but then they started to, because what happened was, in the beginning, we wanted attention. We got lots of that.
Right.
But then we became kind of an established show that a lot of people really liked. And for like,
they didn't want to hear about us hanging around, spaying our sponsors.
Exactly.
Around.
For 10 months, they loved us. Then all of a sudden, this is the time where we all get naked, and they're like, what, get naked? And then they would all go away.
That's so, your theory.
Our body saggage and our rating saggage was directly related.
I thought you only did that once.
No,
like 3 years.
We started with the naked broadcast, and then it turned into
festival.
And it came it got almost too big. I mean, there were 3 years
when there were 2,000 people there. And we made a human peace sign, and a helicopter was hovering overhead and took a picture of it. That was about it.
Now
we're done,
Nude skydiving, nude firewalking, all nude bands. I mean, everything.
Nude barbecue.
Nude comedians, nude clowns. It became a real
nude
festival.
Nude clowns.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Mr. Chubbs. Hey, Pedro?
No, so to be clear, because we're going to tweet this, we're looking for the best and the worst moments of this show.
Yeah, you could put it that way.
Does the last break count? No.
The top 10 and the bottom 10, I'm calling it.
Okay, cool.
And do a top 10 list if you can. On the phone is Tim in Burlington. Tim, hello.
Good morning. I have been with you guys for a long time, and when I think of the top 10, one of the things that stands out is this, it's recent, but it's watching Spike and Joe lose this weight and seeing them up on stage with Spike and the Impalers and being able to see the transformation and say that it can be done for other people.
That is a gift that they're giving
really
to
is
other people. Yeah. And it's by the way, for me, I'll let them speak for themselves, but for me, it's I've always wanted everybody to be healthy, and it's
That's
not
right.
about telling them what to do. Although I apologize for, some certain songs we did about people who are overweight. These days, it appalls me that I would have even done that. And, and I feel bad for any shaming we did over the years.
Should we play Will the Real Big Ladies Please Stand Up? That was a good one.
That was a good song. Yeah. See, why did you support those songs, even though it was morally wrong?
I don't have any.
I'm going to put them on you now.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I wrote that one, but I did like that
You
one.
Did like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's enough. But anyway, you two guys are inspirational to everybody now, and here you are at the end of 25 years in the best physical health ever.
For me personally, greedy me, it's probably the best thing that's happened in 25 years is getting this weight off. I mean, I don't know how much it benefits others, but for myself and my family, it's a huge, huge thing.
Well, you know what it is?
Well, as a listener,
he'll tell you.
As a listener and a viewer, to see Joe and Spike both, but Joe becomes so healthy and so vibrant and so willing to go out and do stuff that he never would have done before. We never imagined that could happen to Joe, but it's real and it's happened, and it's a top 10 of all of the stuff that I've seen in KJ.
And by the way, Joe, I think what he's also is trying to say Tim, you might be trying to say that it's going to inspire other people, because what happened with me is all these years, like 25 years ago, I had my last drink, and the number of people who come up to me and said, I didn't think I could quit, but then I said, if you could do it, because you're such an, you know, whatever I am, you know, kind of emotionally all over the place, but if you could do it, I could do it, is what people said, and I think people are saying that about you guys now.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Well, there's no shortage of people. We go into 30-10 weight loss, and I'll tell you, that's how I did it. And every time I go in there, there's somebody else that says, I'm here because of you.
All right, Tim, I'm giving you a prize.
Yay!
Now, here's your choice. You can come to our last broadcast Friday in the Carter Subaru Live Theater. You have to be here at 8 a.m. Or you can see Spike and the Impalers at the Point Casino in Kingston Friday or Saturday, and both nights if you want, September 12th and 13th. Those tickets are on sale now at the Point Casino website, or you could see Chicago and REO Speedwagon and really show how much you really do care about us by going to the Washington State
Fair. You're going to shame anybody who chooses that, right?
Wow. Yes, I am going to shame
you. All
right,
just making sure.
If you choose, by the way, I would.
Don't you want to be riding the storm out?
I'm sick of me, so I would choose Chicago
really
and REO Speedwagon.
You really have to be a Speedwagon head to appreciate
that. But no, I don't care what you choose.
No, they're going
to
keep on loving you. It's the only thing they
want
to do.
That's right. What do you want?
I'll tell you what. I could only imagine the first two, Chicago and REO, have no space in this decision-making process.
Okay.
But, man, should I come on Friday, or do I want to see Spike and the gang do what they do?
Come on Friday. You sound like the perfect person to
be here.
You
sound like actually a person that so far we're not scared of, and you would be good to be here on
Friday.
Come
down on Friday.
I'm coming down on Friday.
All right.
I'm coming down.
All right, hang on.
Sweet, man.
I helped.
He won the first prize. Let's give a prize to a texter, too.
Okay, and I also have a question, because a couple of people have mentioned this, and I don't know what they're talking about. What's with the turkeys being thrown out of a helicopter?
That was an old WKRP bit.
Was not us.
We never threw turkeys from a helicopter.
Oh. We talked about it. There was a whole Les Nessman famous quote. In fact, Pedro could probably find it on YouTube.
Oh,
Les Nessman.
Mr. Carlson actually said it.
Oh, Mr. Carlson, right.
Yes.
He basically, a sales promotion was a turkey drop, and they had a helicopter, and they would drop turkeys, and people would be waiting in the park below. And the famous quote, and it's happened in so many radio promotions, and we have our own versions of the turkey drop, but I'm not bringing them up unless listeners remember them. But as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Oh, I see.
Is what the general manager said.
A couple people said that on the text, and I was like, did these a-holes throw live turkeys out of a helicopter?
I think
no. That would really surprise me.
No, we threw frozen turkeys out of a helicopter.
As God is my witness, I thought they were bounced off your head harmlessly.
People could catch.
I think we only had food take to the sky once in all our promotions. And that was when John Bobbitt's story was out there. I went out and I tied hot dogs to air balloon.
Find
the hot dog, you win a prize.
That's funny.
Okay, now let's go to the texter. I want to pick the next winner from the text.
There's a good one that you might want to pay attention to from 150, who says that one of the highlights of the show was you being in a block of ice for Food Lifeline. What does that mean?
A lot of people have mentioned that one. There was this guy. What was his name? Like Santini?
Dr. Silkini.
Silkini.
Yeah.
There was this guy who did radio promotions, and he was very good. He would bring them around to major markets around the country. And he provided all of the, basically what it was is a DJ trapped. In this case, it was a block of ice. And what they had, oh God, this is terrible. They had a box inside a block of dry ice. So it would let out this steam and smoke. And that
lived inside a walk-through cooler, right? Like a refrigerated truck.
Well, what was inside of it was another box that the DJ would live in.
Right.
And I'm like other DJs. Like, unlike almost anybody, I don't get claustrophobic. In fact, I'm kind of a nervous guy. I have anxiety. So I am most secure when I'm encased in cement.
You like to be swaddled by cement.
We did this twice.
We did this several times, actually. I think three times. But we'll talk about the ice one, because that's kind of interesting. And I'm trying to remember, who was the charity benefiting from the ice one?
Well, we did the
Food Lifeline. Yeah.
That was that one for Food Lifeline?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I remember John Stanford, we did the House of Books one time.
Right.
Were you buried alive in that one? Or
I was buried
you...
alive, and I think it was concrete.
It was.
In a block of concrete.
In a block of concrete. It's basically the same thing each time they do it. They just had different ways of doing it.
Yeah.
And I loved this guy, and I loved doing these because, oh, man, this is going to sound bad. Well, it would go over a weekend. You would go in on a Friday. You would come out on a Monday. And they would make a big ceremony about you getting inside this mm-hmm. thing. And over the weekend, you held a fundraiser from inside. And I would bring inside with me a laptop, some reading materials, some, you know, protein bars and
it's
some
like a
cork.
Girls' weekend. Nobody bothered you?
Nobody
you
bothered me all weekend.
Nobody nagged you? How sad is that?
And people could, like, wave at me through the block of ice.
Uh-huh. But it was tight. I mean, I could not imagine doing that.
But I got to tell you one thing that you probably never knew about the inside of the block of ice. Silkini needed to find something comfortable for you to lay in that uh-huh. could be encased in either ice or concrete. And the first time I arrived to do this promotion, I went, oh, do you know what was inside the block of ice?
I do.
You do, because you saw it.
Yeah.
Take a guess.
Silk?
A coffin. That's
Seriously.
How he did these promotions. That was the part of it that was a little bit creepy.
Oh, lie in your own coffin. That's fine.
Well, I mean, it was very Dracula, yeah. But we didn't say that.
Yeah.
What they did is they made a big deal out of it. They had a case around it, and then they poured the water, and so they only revealed it when it was concrete or ice, and I'm inside this living space inside.
Air holes, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's ventilation, and although with the ice, they had to watch the temperature because it could get cold. And they had a heater to pump in some warm air for me, and then they had to keep the ice going. But that created the steam, which made it nice and all. But you totally get it. I was like, well, honey, I got to do this promotion, and I'll be, you know.
It's going to be so hard.
See
Please
you
feel
Tuesday.
Bad for me.
And all I did was read and relax and, you know, and do the call-ins on the radio.
How nice.
And nobody bothered me. And so no one could understand. It was like everybody else would be freaked out.
I am claustrophobic.
Yeah. Most people would actually go nuts.
Oh, the thought of you being in there drove me nuts.
It was a great, I mean, it raised money fast. Let's get Bob out of there. Meanwhile, I'm like, oh, I've only got one more day of peace and quiet. I hope when I get out, I got to see people.
And talk to people again and do stuff.
I know.
The concrete block thing we did was up at, was in conjunction with Car Toys. It was for John Stanford, right?
Yeah,
yep, John
this
Stanford.
Poor guy was a spectacular human being.
Seattle school superintendent.
Done more for education and books than anything. And, you know, he was calling, he had was having a bone marrow transplant, and he really was only a little time to live. And he was calling me, telling me, I can't believe all you're going through. And I said, dude, you're going through a lot more than me. I'm just having a quiet weekend here. Inside, you know, a container to try and help your mission. And that was a weird, freaky phone call to me because, you know, like, he was the guy that was going through a lot, including the end of his life.
He was in his last few months, and
right.
he came up to say hi. Event.
Wow.
You know who also came up to that?
Who's that?
MS Aaron. Mm. That's when we met her. She came by and peeked down through the hole and said, hey, Bob, I'm a big fan. And
we had a view tube, like a PVC pipe, big one that you could look down in on.
See my eye.
There was a camera down there we had, one of those first remote cameras. Yeah. People could watch you on a big monitor inside
Creepy.
The store. Yeah.
It was weird, but she turned out to be a great friend of the show for many years and still to this day. All right, give that texter a prize. 150?
Yeah.
And we'll take another call. Let's see. I don't know whether it's best or worst.
I know. Most of them, it's you have to tell us whether did you like that or did you not
Paul,
like that?
Do you want to nominate this for top 10 or bottom 10?
Well, you know, it depends on which part of the bungee jump you were on. You know, were you down at the bottom or are you springing back up in the air?
This is the bungee jumping. When was this?
It was, I think it was 92, and it happened to be that my best friend and his lovely bride were up at Wild Waves, And they renewed their wedding vows, her in her wedding dress in this tux, and then they jumped off. And I think their faces at the end of the whole deal when they were getting out of their ankle bracelets was priceless.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Bungee jump wedding, you bet.
Yeah, and in fact, I shared it with Joe on his Facebook page here a week or so ago because that was just one of those highlight things that we all remember.
Okay, are they still married? I think that's the true test of whether it was a good idea or a bad idea.
Yes, they are.
All right, you win a prize.
Yeah. They're 58 years old. So,
Is there any prize on there that appealed to you from what we said so far?
You know, me and the wife love seeing you guys when you're on stage, so that Spike and the Impaler sounds just awesome.
Awesome for you to pick us. Thank you. The Point Casino in Kingston, Friday and Saturday, September 12th and 13th. Tickets are on sale now, the Point Casino, as little as $10 for a ticket. So please get them now for September 12th and 13th. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
By the way, didn't you get in trouble bungee jumping once?
You mean strapped to a Hooters waitress? No, that didn't have any problem. No, it was a Miss Rock.
Miss Rock, yeah.
It was a Miss Rock.
We bungeed with the Miss Rock.
Did not go well. Screaming girl, crying, hanging on to me, grabbed me by the junk. It was terrible.
His wife
was... Oh, wait a minute. That was me grabbing her. I knew what
I think your wife was a little upset.
She was not happy about that, yeah.
Because it was like, someone has to strap to this girl. And Spike was like, I'll do it.
I'll do it. I'm part of the team.
Right.
What a guy.
I did. Took one for the team.
All right, we're coming right back. Battle of the High School Bands is one of the suggestions. Richard, I think that may be one of the best, one of the top 10. If you have an idea, call us at 877-901-0957.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
A bit cooler with more cloud cover across western Washington, followed by afternoon sunshine. Highs will top out in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Looking ahead to the weekend, a return to sunny skies and warmer with highs in the low to mid 80s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Tread.com. Best drives delivered. Compare new and used cars from your driveway or during your lunch break with no pressure from Tread Auto Experts and get rock-bottom pricing. Car shopping is fun and easy with Tread.com. That's T-R-E-D.com.
You know, people were nice enough to mention some of the things we've been able to do over the years together here at the Bob Rivers Show, and they mentioned Joe and I's weight loss as one of the greatest things we've been able to put together, and